Friend?
Good morning, Paul W. That's right. The Detroit Fireworks back on the Detroit River tonight after 2 years from being produced from the Lake St. Clair Metro Park. Police say the best places to view the fireworks are from Hart Plaza and from Belle Isle. Now, there will be limited capacity at Hart Plaza tonight, so you'll want to get down there early and stake out your space. There will be no readmittance into Hart Plaza. Now, if you're viewing from Hart Plaza, understand there are going to be no tents or no alcohol, drones, pets, contraband, all of that will not be allowed. Any flames or fires are prohibited. You can't be cooking down there at Hart Plaza. Fireworks are not allowed. Reserving an area in excess of the number of people that are with you at the time, can't do that as well. You'll also be able to see the new state-of-the-art mobile weapons detectors that will be out at Hart Plaza. The city spent about $1.4 million in bond money for these devices that can process more people through than a regular metal detector. It's a touchless system. It can detect hidden weapons on a person, even if they move through the detector with a large crowd. These machines look for the shapes of firearms and knives and weapons, and you can go through the detectors with your jewelry or your keys and you won't set it off. Now, if you're headed to Belle Isle, know that you can not view the fireworks from the MacArthur Bridge while on Belle Isle. No alcohol there. No tents or canopies are allowed. RV parking will be on the paddock area near the casino, and no consumer fireworks are permitted. You may also want to get down early, as some streets will be closing downtown. They will be closing beginning at 6. All freeways around the area will be closing. All streets south of Ford and west of Woodward will be closed. All streets south of Congress and east of Woodward will be closed after 6, and there's no northbound or southbound traffic being allowed on Woodward beginning at Park Avenue and Withrow Street. Motorists may cross Woodward at John R. and Clifford, Grand River Avenue, and State Street, Gratiot Avenue. Now, according to the city, municipal parking will not be enforcing parking meters after 5 on today. Vehicle drivers can still get ticketed, though, if you're parking improperly, parking in front of a fire hydrant or bus stop and being parked in designated unauthorized zones. But it's recommended that you park at the Ford Underground Garage or the Eastern Market Garage. Both are just $10. There is also a curfew, Paul W., for minors from 8 p.m. tonight until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Minors have to be with a parent or responsible adult 21 and over. Those 17 and under can still travel to and from work, school, church, or any other organized activities. Now, the WJR pre-fireworks show with Paul W., that's tonight from 7 to 9, only on AM 760 WJR. So make sure you take us along with you to listen tonight as you prepare for the big fireworks show that starts at 10:06.